This is Kathy bringing you the County Chronicle for the week of May 1st, and this is the successor newspaper of what used to be the Arcola Record Herald, the Arthur Graphic Clarion, and the Journal, which was the Tuscola Journal and the Villa Grove News. I didn't know if you knew that that was a compilation of those. Tuscola and Arcola residents face rate shift for aggregated electric plan. New contract rate is higher than Ameren's, but that's expected to change over the summer, by David Porter. Residents of Tuscola and Arcola will see a change in their electricity supply costs beginning this June as a new municipal aggregation contract takes effect. Both towns had offered an aggregated program since 2012, and it has historically provided lower rates for consumers. The new contract with Direct Energy is slightly higher than the Ameren rate, but the Ameren rate is expected to go up this summer, according to Drew Hull, Tuscola City Administrator. The aggregate rate is going from 0.98277 per kilowatt hour to 0.1276. The Ameren rate is expected to go up to 12 to 14 cents, Hull said. Opt-out letters went out in both cities. Those wishing to stay with the aggregate program do not need to do anything. Those who wish to opt out need to do so by May 10th. Bill Wagoner, city administrator for Arcola, said people can opt out any time without penalty, but cannot come back into the aggregate program for 1 year. Opting out means buying electricity at Ameren's rate or finding another rate program. Rates are very volatile right now, said Hull. Several in the know expect Ameren's default rate to increase substantially this summer. How the rates work. Municipal aggregation allows cities to pool their residents' electricity purchasing power and negotiate supply contracts with competing energy companies. The program, authorized by a 2012 referendum in Tuscola, applies to residential and small commercial customers within city limits. Despite using a third-party supplier, Ameren Illinois remains the local distribution utility. Residents continue to receive their electricity bills from Ameren and should call Ameren for service issues. The supplier's name, in this case Direct Energy, appears only on the supply portion of the bill. The city receives no financial benefit from the program. Muni Ag simply provides residents with a cost-stable option, Hull said. We do not recommend any course of action to them, and the city does not receive any money from it. Since the program's inception in 2012, the aggregation contracts have averaged 14.4% lower than non-contracted utility rates, according to information provided by the Stone River Group, which manages the CIMA bidding process. One-year contract reflects market uncertainty. Unlike some previous agreements, CIMA opted for a one-year contract rather than a longer-term deal. Officials said the shorter term reflects the expectation that electricity supply costs may ease in subsequent years, positioning communities to negotiate a more favorable rate in 2027. Electric supply pricing is largely driven by the futures market, where energy suppliers bid based on projected conditions months in advance. Current market indicators point to a significant spike in costs this summer before a possible easing in the longer term. Opt-out deadline is May 10th. Residents who wish to remain in the aggregation program do not need to take any action. Those who prefer to choose their own electricity supplier or accept the Ameren default rate must opt out by May 10th, 2026. Opt-out cards were mailed to eligible residents and must be postmarked by that date. Residents may also opt out by emailing aggregationssupport@nrg.com or by calling Direct Energy's Customer Care Center at 866-968-8065. 866-968-8065, available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. Central Time. There's no cancellation fee for opting out at any time. Net metering customers, those who generate their own electricity, such as through solar panels, are cautioned that switching to Direct Energy may affect their energy credits under state law. Those customers should review program materials carefully before deciding. Residents who opt out may purchase electricity from Ameren or from another retail supplier. Comparison information on available supply options is available at pluginillinois.org and ameren.com. A list of all supply options can also be obtained by the Illinois Power Agency at no charge. City officials encourage residents to educate themselves before making a decision. Additional information and historical program statistics are available under the Municipal Aggregation tab on the City of Tuscola's website. On the front page, briefs. First Responders Appreciation. The T.K. Martin Memorial VFW Post 10-10009 is hosting an appreciation banquet for first responders at 6 p.m. Friday, May 15th at the Tuscola Community Building. Doors open at 6 with dinner at 6:30 and awards to follow. Speakers include Tuscola Mayor Dan Kleiss, the State Quartermaster from the VFW Department of Illinois. All first responders who service Tuscola have been invited, including Douglas County Sheriff's Office, Tuscola Police Department, Tuscola Fire Department, Camargo Fire Protection District, and Carl Arrow Ambulance Service. ALAH Baccalaureate Service, May 17th. The Arthur Lovington Atwood Hammond 2026 Baccalaureate Service will be held on Sunday, May 17th at 5 p.m. in the West, which is the new gym at the high school. This is a time to honor this year's graduates and offer spiritual encouragement for their future endeavors. The year's speaker will be retiring high school teacher Doug Davis. The local music group Still Waters will be leading the singing parts of the service. Various ALAH students will be leading and participating in the service. All graduates, parents, and family and friends are encouraged to attend. Everyone in the surrounding communities are also invited. Each graduate will be recognized by name during the service. This annual baccalaureate service is student-led with some planning help from the Arthur Ministerial Association. Human Trafficking Event. The First Christian Church in Tuscola, 100 East Church Street, is hosting Songs and Stories with David Zack, lead singer of the internationally known band Remedy Drive, at 6 p.m. Sunday, May 3rd. He will perform music and share stories from his work with Daylight United, an organization that combats human trafficking around the world. The public is invited. Public of Play at Arthur Library. The Arthur Library invites families to attend The Power of Play on Friday, May 1st from 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. This interactive event encourages families to explore creativity together by participating in guided art projects which will be displayed in the community building. Attendees may also choose to contribute to a collaborative video or take part in a one-on-one anonymous audio interview, all centered around the theme of play. Families are encouraged to join after school. Pre-registration is recommended. For more information or to register, please visit the Arthur Public Library or call 217-543-2037. Caregivers. If you are caring for a loved one, a spouse, parent, or child with a disability, etc., we invite you to attend our caregivers group, where we share experiences, suggestions, and resources. We meet at the Zest for Life Center in Villa Grove, 610 East Harrison, at 1:30 p.m. on the first Wednesday of each month. We are a free and informal group. If you have questions, please text or leave a message at 217-369-7071. Arthur Events. May 1st, The Power of Play at the Arthur Public Library. May 1st, Arthur Producing Produce Spring Tree and Landscaping Auction at Arthur Product Auction. May 2nd, Sheep to Yarn to Quilts at the Illinois Amish Heritage Center. May 5th, American Red Cross Blood Drive at the Arthur United Methodist Church. Blood Drive. An American Red Cross blood drive sponsored by the Arthur Ministerial Association and ALAH high school students will be held in the Arthur community on Tuesday, May 5th from 1 to 6 p.m. at the Arthur United Methodist Church Fellowship Hall. The Red Cross is asking all donors to call and or register this time instead of just walking in if possible. Walk-ins will be accepted, but the wait might be longer. You can make an appointment online at redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Villa Grove Alumni Banquet. The Villa Grove High School Alumni Association will hold its 122nd Annual Alumni Banquet May 23rd at 6 p.m. in the new school gym on the northwest side of the school. The banquet will honor the senior class graduates, the alumni class reunions, the alumni sports awards, and the Hall of Fame nominees. There is an alumni quilt made by Tricia Martin at the Quilting Corner in Villa Grove, being raffled and displayed at various businesses and the library in Villa Grove. The winner of this quilt will be drawn at the alumni banquet. This year's theme is Art Through the Years. If you are a graduate and have an art piece you'd like to display at the banquet, we will welcome your talent. Art could be wood carving, welding, pottery, sculpting, painting, etching glass. It's all art, and we welcome the opportunity to display it. To make reservations for the banquet, call Pam Seeler, 217-840-6732, or Pam Sigler, that's PAMSIGLER, at gmail.com. After the banquet, there will be a laser show and a dance featuring the Feud and Hillbillies downtown on North Main Street. Fraud Threats Event. Trust Bank, 900 South Progress Boulevard in Tuscola, hosts a community program on fraud threats, 2 to 3 p.m. Thursday. Oh, that was yesterday. Okay, we won't finish reading that one. Arthur Village Board, ramping up cybersecurity by Ariana Cherry. With increasing concerns over cyber threats to public infrastructure, the Arthur Village Board is taking steps to strengthen its digital defenses. The board approved upgrades to cybersecurity, internet, and phone systems during its April 20th meeting, with improvements planned for the public works facility and both water treatment plants. Trustees approved a $7,989 proposal from AP Technologies to install firewalls and transition services to fiber internet and updated phone systems. The changes are expected to improve reliability while protecting critical infrastructure from cyber threats. The concept of the public utilities not having any firewall protection just doesn't make sense in this day and age, Jay Martin from AP Technologies told the board. It's actually getting worse by the day, he said. Officials said the upgrades will also allow for secure data backups, addressing what is currently a lack of backup protection for files at those locations. The project includes replacing existing service with fiber internet and implementing voice over IP phone systems, which are expected to reduce monthly costs while improving performance. In other business, they approved a $21,547.42 proposal from Hirschberger Concrete to replace the intersection at South Poplar and East Park Streets. Public Works Trustee Grant Quorum noted that especially the southeast corner of that intersection is pretty rough, adding that the completed project will resemble other recently improved intersections in the village. They approved a $7,440 proposal from L&M Construction to replace siding on the west exterior wall of the Village Hall, including fixture removal and vent updates. They approved a $14,500 agreement with JK Customs to continue treatment of poison hemlock along drainage ditches as part of an ongoing multi-year effort. They approved a $29,779.66 in expenditures. Financial reports show the village has received approximately 94% of anticipated revenue, with overall expenditures at about 50% of the annual budget. Village officials said a federal grant for Meadowview infrastructure was not approved through a county line road project was advanced for consideration. Approved plans to host a public reading of the Declaration of Independence on July 8th at the Welcome Center. Approved a purchase of Freedom Celebration T-shirts for board members and village employees participating in upcoming events. Village employees recently earned certification to apply herbicides and pesticides, expanding in-house capabilities for maintenance work. Sales is Love Revenue for Life Conference, May 1st at Eastern. A new kind of sales conversation is taking center stage this spring in East Central Illinois. Today, the Tarbell at Eastern Illinois University will host Sales is Love, Revenue for Life, a full-day conference built on simple but powerful idea the best sales don't feel like pressure, they feel like service. What makes the event especially distinctive is that it is entirely planned and executed by students in EIU's Professional Sales Course, a partnership with the Illinois Small Business Development Center at EIU. The conference serves as a hands-on learning experience blending classroom theory with real-world execution, community engagement, and professional collaboration. The Sales is Love Revenue for Life conference will take place May 1st at the Tarbell, located on the Eastern Illinois University campus in Charleston. The Tarbell's physical address is 2010 9th Street in Charleston. For more information about the event, You can email Kubicek at emkubicek@eiu.edu. The Tuscola City Council met Monday evening and approved a series of measures, including the city's fiscal year 2027 budget, amendments to the personnel policy, and an audit engagement letter. The Council's consent agenda included approval of minutes from the April 13th meeting, the March financial report, payment of bills totaling $86,661.63, and pay requests for Midwest Custom Fencing, a $4,800 change order for dugout screening, and a $22,800 final invoice for work completed at the East Ball Diamond in Irvin Park. The Council adopted a resolution amending the city's personnel policy in two ways. A new Section 3.9 establishes a personal wear allowance of up to $250 annually for a full-time Public Works outdoor employees to purchase work wear, such as boots, coveralls, and rain gear. Unused amounts do not carry over from year to year. The Council also amended the personnel time off policy to increase annual PTO, which is paid time off, accrual, by approximately 2.5 days for most employees and accelerate the tenure steps at which employees retire accrual rates from years 2, 8, and 15 under the old policy to years 2, 5, 8, 15, and 20. The maximum PTO carryover for full-time employees was also increased from 80 to 120 hours per year. The Council formally adopted the FY 2027 budget and an accompanying wage and salary schedule effective April 27th, and to be reflected in the May 13th payroll. The schedule sets the City Administrator's salary at $128,789 and the Police Chief at $100,026, among other positions. An engagement letter with LWH CPAs for the city's annual audit was approved at a fee of $36,750, a $1,250 increase over the prior year. The Council also approved a write-off of $4,694 in uncollectible utility bills covering water, sewer, and garbage amounts as a standard end-of-fiscal-year accounting measure. Mayor Daniel J. Kleiss presented the annual appointment of city officers and board and the commission members for the term running May 1, 2026 through April 30, 2027. Drew Hull was reappointed city administrator, Craig Hastings as police chief, Alta Long as treasurer, Brian Moody as fire chief, and Mike Salmon as building and electrical inspector. Ongoing projects. City Administrator Drew Hull reported that the swimming pool renovation remains on schedule to open on time, though several items remain pending, including missing bathroom partitions expected in a couple of weeks and delayed pool slide parts. Crews have installed a new water service line and replaced the pool filter media. Hall reported that Midwest Custom Fencing completed the East Ball Diamond fencing project on time. The $4,800 change order approved Monday covers two annual 25-by-8-foot tall screening sections installed in front of the dugouts. That's additional. On municipal electric aggregation, Hall noted the city has received numerous inquiries following the mailing of opt-out letters to residents. He said the new Muni Ag rate takes effect in June and that Ameren's current rate is lower than the Muni Ag rate only through May 31st. Residents are encouraged to weigh their options as the city does not receive revenue from the program. The Washington Street project is moving toward a bid advertisement with revised motor fuel tax appropriations documents expected at the May 11th meeting and a potential contract approval by early June. The Council's next regular meeting is scheduled for Monday, May 11th. From the Tuscola School Board, FFA plant sale has started at TCHS. The Tuscola Community Unit School District 301 Board of Education approved a series of personnel changes, contract renewals, and policy updates at its regular meeting Monday at Tuscola High School. The board accepted multiple staff resignations, including Angie Gao as Tuscola Community High School Boys Golf Coach, Daniel Nelson as TCH Girls Golf Coach, Megan Price as North Ward Elementary Teacher, and Anna Jones, a third grade teacher. Lyle Pettyjohn's retirement, effective May 25th, was also approved. On the hiring side, the board approved summer workers and the move of Logan Stenger to a special education teaching position for the 26-27 school year. The board approved an extension of the Gould Bus Service contract and the Aramark Food Service contract, both for the 26-27 school year. The bus contract is up 6% plus $25,000 due partly to an increase in the company's umbrella insurance coverage. Superintendent Gary Alexander said, the cost is going from $775,000 to $846,500. The Aramark contract is up 4.1%, which Alexander said is contractually standard. Members also voted to approve district membership in the Illinois Elementary School Association at a cost of $1,415. In policy matters, the board conducted a first reading of Press Policy 121 and reviews proposed handbook updates. The consent agenda, which included minutes from the March 23rd regular meeting and approval of bills totaling $1,251,489.05, passed without separate action. The board entered closed session to discuss personnel matters and student discipline matters under the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Prior to the business portion of the meeting, the board heard FFA updates from student president Trey Waldrop and vice president Amy Meyer. The FFA's annual plant sale has begun. In other business, the board plans to host a teacher appreciation lunch at 11 to 1 p.m. May 14th at East Prairie. The next regular meeting of the Board of Education is scheduled for Tuesday, May 26, 2026. The board accepted donations from several community members and organizations. Anonymous donors contributed $200 to the Drama Club and $300 to Help a Child Hometown Grounds, donated by Homecoming Grounds, donated $300 to Help a Child, and Terry and Bradley Hornaday gave $100 to FCA. Roberta and Michael Brennan contributed $200 to Industrial Arts in memory of Doug McCroy and David Kennedy, as well as an additional $100 in Industrial Arts and $100 to the band in memory of Susan Hall. Douglas County retired teachers donated $100 to Scholastic Bowl, and Carol Hausman contributed $50 to FFA. Admin reports. Superintendent Gary Alexander reported monthly operating expenses of $486,982.72, with $764,506.31 obligated for payroll, bringing bills to $1,251,489.05. The district's FY26 replacement tax was estimated at $2,415,612. With one payment remaining, the district has received $1,833,501 and needs a final payment of $582,110.81 to meet projections. Sales tax income increased $86,951.99 year over year from $755,464.18 to $842,416.17. Alexander noted he has not yet submitted an official retirement letter, but indicated one is forthcoming, referencing a related article in the March-April Illinois School Board Journal. Board members are reminded to file economic statements by May 1st and that the next board meeting is Tuesday, May 26th. The 226th Joint Annual Conference is scheduled for November 22-22, with registration opening June 1st. High school principal Justin Bozarth reported that TCHS senior Camden Flenner set a new school record in the 100-meter and 200-meter dash. Approximately 40 students received free haircuts at a school-organized haircutting event on April 23rd. Lily Kurtz was named the April Rotary Student of the Month. Juniors completed ACT testing on April 22nd with results expected in coming weeks. Upcoming events include prom on May 2nd at the Holiday Inn in Champaign, Honors Day on May 8th, semester exams May 19th through the 21st, and graduation on Saturday, May 23rd. Board members are invited to assist with diploma distribution at graduation. East Prairie Middle School Principal Jared Von Osdahl reported the school reached its attendance incentive for the second time this semester with a 94.7% attendance rate, up from 94% last year and 92.9% the year prior. The Scholastic Bowl will compete in regionals on April 30th in Mattoon. The 8th grade promotion ceremony is set for May 21st at 7 p.m. in the high school, with board members invited to attend. Harper Peters and Sophie Reevesteck receive Best of Day honors for vocals at the solo and ensemble competition on March 28th. March Students of the Month were Jay Siep, 5th, Homer Peters, 6th, Dallas Wages, 7th, and Braden Daliva, 8th. Ava Brown and Avery Huffman will be recognized at the Illinois Principal Association Student Recognition Breakfast on April 28th. North Ward Elementary School Principal Jordan Lowers reported that third graders traveled to Krannert Center in Champaign on April 8th, and kindergartners visited the Little Theater in Sullivan to see Finding Nemo on April 14th. Second graders visited the Champaign Planetarium and Elevate, while fourth graders made a field trip to the Brookfield Zoo. Preschool and kindergarten screenings were held April 15th to 17th at the Methodist Church. The IPA breakfast is April 28th in Champaign, with recipients Evelyn Wilkie and Jacob Medina representing North Ward. First grade will host an annual Habit open house on May 5th and 6th. And the obituaries in the paper today include Patty Waters. Patty Lincoln Waters died peacefully on Sunday, April 19th, surrounded by her family. She was born in Tuscola. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the Tuscola High School Athletic Department and mailed to the Tuscola High School at 500 South Prairie Street in Tuscola. An informal gathering of family friends was held Friday, April 24th at the Hillgrove Schrader Funeral Home in Tuscola. Clara Miller, 74, of Boonville, Missouri, former of Millersburg, Ohio, passed away on April 21st. She was a grandmother, great-grandmother, and friend. Graveside funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, May 1st, at the Arthur Cemetery, 900 East Park Street. In Arthur, the Edwards Funeral Home is assisting with arrangements. Cammon Diner. Cammon Marshall Diner, 38, of Manchester, Tennessee, passed from this life on April 7th. There was a casual dress visitation because Cammon was a jeans and t-shirt kind of guy on Friday, April 24th, with a memorial service following from Central Funeral Home in Manchester, Tennessee. And since he was not a flowers kind of man, the family requests that in lieu of flowers, donations be made to the local suicide prevention organization. Better yet, honor his memory by sitting on the porch for a while with someone who feels shut in. Dana Waymeyer. Dana Marie Waymeyer, 63, passed away on April 16, 2006, in Concord, California. Sandra Williams. Sandra K. Williams, 72, of Tolono, passed away on Thursday, April 23rd, at Carl Hospital in Urbana. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on May 2nd at the Joyner's Funeral Home in Villa Grove, with the funeral service immediately following the visitation. Burial will be at the Murdoch Cemetery. Atwood Girl wins top prize in the Moultrie Douglas Farm Bureau Coloring Contest. Moultrie Douglas Farm Bureau recently held its 13th annual coloring contest. The overall grand prize winner is Maylee Stierrett from Atwood Hammond Grade School. For her winning entry, Evelyn won the grand prize of a $50 Visa gift card and a goodie bag with art supplies from People's Bank and Trust. Jessica Henson submitted the winning entry for the 8th annual Teachers Coloring Contest. Jessica is a first grade teacher at Tuscola North Ward. She won a $25 gift card to Amazon from Moultrie Douglas Farm Bureau. Kindergarten through third grade students from Arcola Elementary School, Atwood Grade School, Tuscola North Ward, Shiloh School, Villa Grove Grade School, and Arthur Grade School participated in this contest. One first place winner was chosen from each school that submitted entries. Moultrie Douglas Farm Bureau gave each first place winner a McDonald's gift card. And despite there's a lot more news, that's all we have time for today. I hope you enjoyed this County Chronicle. This is Kathy wishing you a great day.